This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
For co-host Bea Bonner, I'm Randy Eccles. Community Voices is conversations with neighbors, artists, and area business people, along with events you might have missed. Another Next 10 Project Extra panel is featured today, Investing in the Creative Economy. President of Gallagher Museum Services, Mike Devine, on how tax increment financing districts, or TIFs, and tourism taxes can make a difference in development.
On the tax increment financing, making it sales tax, not just property tax, is kind of a key point to that. I think Justin probably assumed that. But the other one that we've used recently in Colorado, actually, Colorado has a tourism act that we were able to get some significant funding for a project. Anything net new into your, in this case, state, but maybe there's something similar locally that could be developed where it's starting to bring in people from out of town and using that as a leverage into financing projects and getting some capital infusion into different developments and something else to consider.
What is 1% for arts program or similar arts funding? What does it generate on a per capita basis? Does anybody have any insight into that? I know in Colorado, or in Denver, excuse me, the 1% for arts is solely on public funded projects. So it's 1% of any publicly subsidized infrastructure project that goes in that I think is over $1 million. Anything over $1 million, that 1% kicks in. I do know that there are other communities. I think San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken, has a 1% for arts, at least in part of the community, that is includes private development as well. That's something we had talked about in Denver Rhino at one point, which that also goes into a pot. But
Jamie, we have that in the state of Illinois for Illinois-owned properties, state of Illinois-owned properties.
The role of bringing educational institutions in fostering not only art, but entrepreneurship among creatives and how to really build creative economy through education. So I just wanted to put out that out there and get any thoughts or insight on that from the panelists.
Whenever I produce content, when you're exploring artists or people you are bringing in for performances, open that discussion up to whether or not they would be willing to engage in that community, that sector, the academic side of things. I love, you know, bringing that component to any sort of producing I do.
Artists are also teachers. There is that piece too, which draws in the educational organizations. They may not lead with that. It's pretty common.
The Springfield Area Arts Council specifically will fund artists and performers' visit to schools. We pay the stipend, and the school determines the kind of programming that best fits and will match them up. So that is something locally. Statewide, I'm very proud that Illinois is the first state in the country that has mandated through the State Board of Education an arts indicator as a measure of school quality. And that means that public schools will have to consider their arts offerings as they're budgeting and designing curriculum so that they can meet that indicator. That in turn produces more producers and consumers of art as they move forward in their lives.
Based upon your experience and expertise, I'd just love to hear, what are the next step or steps, you know, 1 to 2 things you would suggest to the community as a way to kind of build on what they have and take things forward? And I'll start with Justin.
What needs to happen seems like it's underway. There needs to be a vision. There needs to be a collective vision. And so I think with the next 10, you know, really sort of fleshing out what that is and then coming up with sort of some specific actions underneath that. I'll just go back to kind of where I started, which is identifying existing assets and leveraging those assets and not getting caught up in trying to come up with overly, you know, technical solutions or trying to copy maybe what somebody else has done successfully, but looking internally. I think between the great building stock, both commercial and residential, the proximity to major urban centers, the history, which is an inspiration in its own way. There's really a there in Springfield. And I think a lot of places, especially suburbs and larger cities that are going through a similar exercise, they don't have that there. They're having to create it, finding ways to maximize the value of what exists, which is physical space and kind of an inspirational built environment, there's probably a bit of a marketing effort that needs to take place to creatives. There's no substitute for targeted outreach and great photography on your existing building stock and giving people the ability to imagine themselves in that space.
Wendy and Anna.
You have an amazing opportunity building on what Justin says to activate those vacant spaces on the ground floor of these buildings and have artists, musicians, all kinds of artists occupy those spaces and bring people in to the extent that you can do that safely, and you will be able to, and the weather's going to get warmer. And finding diverse voices is super important. It's the 21st century, and our country has been woken up in a new way. And I think Springfield has a diverse population. I looked recently at your demographics, and having those faces and people that truly represent your citizenry and the neighborhoods there will be really important to do.
Mike Devine, you are up.
I think you have to have a sandwich. I think you have to have this top-down vision, but you have to have the ground up activation and start knocking and just start doing instead of planning. And I think, you know, we're a planner. So I'm talking, you know, I think you have to plan, but you have to get going and you got to knock, you have to, through a vision and a master plan, start knocking out what you can to show that it can be done, it can be executed, and it really does get momentum. You know, one developer, one asset, next developer, next asset. I think that's the one thing that these thriving communities, you got to get started, you got to plan, you got to have a vision, but you got to get started from the ground up as well. And that's why I'd encourage you, wherever, the sooner you can get started on implementation, the more momentum you're going to get and more buy-in you're going to get.
Jacob.
First off, I think you guys have definitely taken that step with this Next 10 project. It was incredibly exciting to see. Ask the question. I've not been incredibly active this last year, and the phone rang and John called and yourself to ask if I would participate in something like that. I love Springfield. I love Napa and New York. I have a passion for all three areas. I go to Springfield 4 times a year. I've only produced in 2 of those 3 cities, and it can be incredibly challenging to produce in Springfield. I've not yet done that. Sort of always been a dream of mine. Sort of related, unrelated, what's important, somebody was asked about the Obama, celebrating Obama's Springfield years, and if there's opportunity there. It's strange because politics are so divisive, yet that's like one of the things you could really celebrate. You have the link with everything we mentioned before, Route 66, Lincoln's home, you have the Capitol, you have all of these politicians coming to the area. Finding ways to celebrate that and putting politics aside to focus on your strengths. I'm not a city planner. I plan events, and I'm always a pro bono phone call away. If anybody has any questions, would be thrilled to help the hometown out.
Thanks, Jacob. And Sheila, we'll give you the final word.
Jacob, maybe you and I could work together on programming something in a downtown spot, Bicentennial Plaza, on the Jackson Street corridor. I have some ideas, and certainly the Y Block, where the Arts Council has been working with other organizations on Levitt Amp Springfield, which we hope can be live and in that space this summer safely. I want to give this broader perspective. Nationally, 82% of Americans believe that arts and culture are important to local businesses and to the economy. And 87% of Americans believe arts and culture are important to the quality of life. When we have that majority of people understanding the importance of arts and culture, and when we have people, I looked at the participant list and the names that appear there of Springfielders who are interested in this topic can really give momentum and motivation, the movers and the shakers, to this initiative. Again, it makes me optimistic. And so I think we have some great things on which we can build. And happily, the Arts Council and other arts organizations in town, and there are many, Springfield supports arts and culture in ways that we don't see in some other Midwestern cities. And we can capitalize that on that, I think. Jamie from Mason City nearby. Jamie grew up in Northern Iowa, I discovered earlier in the week, and we share a fondness for Mason City, a small Midwestern city that really has used the arts as a driver of tourism and economic development. And there are case studies all over and experts already. Do we need this to come from a city level position that some Midwestern cities have, where the city actually funds someone working within that government structure to coordinate all these initiatives? Sure, that would be great. And that could come eventually if there ever is room found in a budget. Meanwhile, I think there's lots we can do and build on things where we've already been successful. Listen to the experts, listen to ourselves.
Thank you so much, Sheila. And thank you to our wonderful panelists. I loved all of your perspectives and what a great conversation on so many different parts of the creative economy.
Moderator Jamie Gillis wraps up the second part of the Next 10 Extra discussion on investing in the creative economy. Thanks to the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln for making the audio available to us. The expert panel included Zeppelin Development VP Justin Croft, Gallagher Museum Services President Mike Devine, ArtSpace VP Wendy Holmes, Langfelder Presents Broadway Live Events Producer Jacob Langfelder, Springfield Area Arts Council Executive Sheila Walk. When we return, an entrepreneurial partnership of Springfield businesses hits the fast track. Community Voices airs weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m.